be true.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
Welcome back.
Truth is on talk radio.
This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, a Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. We were partly talking before there about this psychiatry. And I before the break there, I wanted to ask you, have you seen the video called Shock Doctrine on YouTube?
Shock Doctrine?
Yes.
I have not.
Okay.
I will.
If you watch that, you'll see how this psychiatry was first started out in Canada into their college system, and it was a mental mind warping to basically wipe the brains of those, and it was an opt-in, opt-out type setting there, and those up in Canada opt out of it. And, of course, this was brought down in the United States, and this was through Milton Friedman, which would later develop into the Chicago Boys. That would overthrow the Chile and stuff, but it was how they brainwashed these students through the and I assume at the same time this was also morphing into what they call the MK Ultra program.
Oh, but, absolutely, Phoenix and Monarch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then it goes on to talk more about this brainwashing of how this, like I was talking to Patty in Missouri there about this, and Renee. About this American exceptionalism, to where we are trained from infancy to accept everything that is thrown at us, and not realizing that we are being socially engineered.
Oh, absolutely. Psycho-indoctrinated, propagandized, mm-hmm. lied to, cheated on, and steal, and treated like dirt. In fact, There's only about two or three more little lines in this pamphlet here, if you want me to finish it up.
I want you to finish it. That's why I held you over there, okay? Go ahead.
This communist manual of instructions for psycho-political warfare has been briefed or condensed into a pamphlet, brainwashing, imagine that, set forth for the complete program of psycho-political conquest of the United States. You will at once recognize this as the mental health program. And let's see here. It says the exact quotations from the pamphlet, Brainwashing, Psychopolitics is the, I put in war art, it says the art of science, which is pseudoscience, of asserting and maintaining dominion over thoughts, loyalties of individuals, officials, bureaus, and masses, and the effecting of the conquest of enemy nations through mental healing, when terrorism, I put in there, that must be directed without to accomplish the exercise the tenets of rugged individualism, personal determination, self-will, imagination, and personal creativeness are antipathetic to the good of the greater state. The willful and unaligned forces are no more than illnesses, according to the psychiatrist. And I will tell you, there's a three-pronged test in the Federal Rules of Evidence under Rule 702 for qualification of an expert witness, called the Daubert, D-A-U-B-E-R-T, a French name, Daubert analysis, for observability, measurability, and repeatability in order to be considered to be acceptable as evidentiary uses if you're an expert in the federal court system. And it comes from GE versus Merrill Dow Pharmaceutical Incorporated case. That's where the Daubert analysis come from. And there's a case called Kumho, K-U-M-H-O, Tire Company Incorporated versus Carmichael, that the Supreme Court said that psychiatry and psychoanalysis are not evidentiary because they're all subjective and interpretive, and therefore they don't rise to the level of evidence because they're mere pseudoscience, and as the Supreme Court said, witch doctor age. So there you have it, right, from the Supreme Court on what they said about it. These so-called Austrian Frankfurt schools of the Tavistock and Madame Helena Blavatsky's Theosophical Society, false gods, where the Sigmund Freud, or Freud as they call him, and Edwin Bernays, the father of propaganda. In fact, the word term propaganda became so hated by the people of the world that he and a fellow by the name of Gordon Wasson, who was the first J.P. Morgan Chase Bank vice president in charge of public relations. In fact, the public relations is public mind fornication relations, sexual relations, if you will, because they're tricking and duping the rest of us and messing with our minds through twisting the words and their terms. In fact, I've discovered a pattern, practice, and custom where they use pronouns to give you the illusion that you have a relationship with these bankster gangsters who don't have any interest in your home, that they're trying to steal your home, just like I'm fighting against a group out of Arizona, Tiffany and Bosco and National Default Services Corporation, a bunch of thieving, lying, cheating, lying lawyers.
You know, you were kind there, because when I talked about Citibank, my language is a little bit more stronger, but but thanks, because we're on the internet here, and we might have some stations covering it, but, you know.
Anyway, I'll make room. Yeah. I'll leave room for other callers to call through, Keith, but thank you for letting me chime in, unless you got questions.
Yeah. Well, one other thing, as I mentioned, that psychiatry in the military, the hidden enemy, if you watch that in its entirety, it's more or less a government assessment into its own program, or pogrom. And,
pogroms, uh-huh.
Yeah, and the other one, the... what was the other one I named? Shock Doctrine. This is the same premise that, as I mentioned before, Milton Friedman, and this has morphed into from the Shock Doctrine to Shock and Awe. And this is like how the United States and its allied partners, whose foreign policy is controlled by another entity over the Middle East, they go in and they bomb all infrastructure, which is collective punishment. And this is how they get people to succumb. And this was also brought out, like when Margaret Thatcher was dealing with the massive strikes over there. The best way to get everyone out of that is they had to go out and liberate an island, a bunch of sheep down there in the Falklands. And they get their HSMS, whatever, like that ship rolling out of there. And the people just wave their flags to that statism like that, you know. And the strikes ended.
Well, you mentioned the deal with the Boy Scouts earlier and Trump and some of the other things. The Nazi youth group started out prior to Hitler as the Oberstuberling, which we know as the Brown Scouts, or the Nazi youth group training programs for kind of like the Boy Scouts for over there in Hitler's group. And then they developed that into the SS. And so when we understand these concepts of this programming into the national statist mind of Set, it becomes very, very apparent that we're all being psycho-politicized and warred against, and we're being sucked down the pathway of the Nazi propaganda artist, of Joseph Goebbels. In fact, he has 25 rules of disinformation that you can search out on the YouTube, or your, not YouTube, but on Google,
yeah, but
or your
you know,
favorite search engine start page.
Yeah, there's one important thing to remember, though. Germany lost World War II, but the Nazis didn't.
Yeah,
they are alive and well today. I have photos from the U.S. military in Afghanistan 2011 where they've got the American flag, then they got the German swastika, I mean the SS underneath it. The latest one was British, where the British is flying their British flag, then underneath that is the Nazi flag. You have the United States. Matter of fact, I had just sent out an email about that. Where the U.S. refused to condemn the Nazis in Ukraine. They were even voting against anyone trying to do such. Remember when they, under Operation Paperclip, they imported all the Nazis here?
Absolutely. Werner von Braun,
Right, and the more people look at it, and I've tried to get this through to people's minds, that today the United States is actually communist. It's sold to everyone as socialism, but it's cloaked as a democracy. But democracies don't go out and do this to the world. Just like if Germany at the time under Adolf Hitler had only gone into eight different little countries like that, I actually say seven because Austria actually capitulated with no problem whatsoever. But what does that do to the saying of that compared to how the United States is rolling across Europe, rolling across the rest of the world, just like they alleged that Adolf Hitler was?
I kind of like to parallel it to... Oh, absolutely. I kind of like to parallel it to the Avatar movie where they go out and obliterate the locals
right.
and call them savages and then claim they're winning the hearts and minds.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know...
Thank you so much, Keith.
Values. Yeah. You have a good one there. Thanks for calling in, okay? It's always good to hear
from
you. All right, thanks. Anyway, my actual show tonight, as I brought out there, was the fact of I like looking at people, history, and culture. And I do that in a different way. And you can also include religion into there. How many people different, you know, they differently react around the world and stuff. But over the last week here, I've been watching a lot of different videos, and one of them that I thought was really interesting was highlighting life over in China. And this was during a period which was not too long ago, excuse me, when those evil communists, started to build the Three Gorges Dam. And, of course, commerce-wise, it supplies nearly 250 million people along the Yangtze River over there. And that's one river for a population nearly the size of the United States. And I just thought that was really interesting there. But what was the Yangtze River? And of course, it played a large role in not only their history, culture, and the economy, because as the Yangtze flows, it provides or generates much of 20% of the PRC's GDP. And of course, that entails a wide array of different types of ecosystems and habitats, and also endangered species that are along the river. And their biggest problem was the flooding that they were experiencing. And so by damming up the Yangtze River, they could solve a lot of that. Of course, in doing so, you had thousands of years of history that the river had been used for before through water irrigation, the different sanitation, the transportation of the boats going up and down there, industry, the boundary marking, and, of course, different wars that had happened there. But today, it's the largest hydroelectric power station in the world. However, there was a catch to installing all that, the dam itself there, is because thousands of years of history, as I'd mentioned, would be covered up by the water that would soon be filling those areas that many had lived in before. And so to do that, of course, and currently, but to do that, effort was made to preserve as much as what could be, and actually only about 1% of what was trying to be saved was actually saved, which meant a lot of it would be underneath the waters. And, of course, in doing so, the towns and stuff that would be either moved or relocated to a higher area, the other structures, of course, would be broken up so that there'd be no people trying to squat in them, and also for ship navigation so that the ships wouldn't hang on them as they were traveling up and down the Yangtze. And, of course, in a lot of areas, it raised the water up almost 500-some-odd feet, much like I, living down in Las Vegas at the time, would think of Hoover Dam and how massive it is, especially when you go down through the tours and you get down below there. But anyway, so when you move an entire population, you in transplanting them, they started digging through these different archival-type areas, and they found that civilizations had been there many, many, many centuries. And one dig upon another, they would find older and older and older pottery like that. And so they were trying to save as much of that as they could. But there was a black market for that, too, because a lot of that stuff was auctioned off, and that's a lot of ways how they financed some of this building. Of course, I forget the actual cost of what it costed there, but I probably got it in my notes here somewhere. But anyway, so in watching this commercial progress, I had a mental flashback, and all I could think of was the 1970s, to where we had that TV commercial of the Native American that was standing on the side of a freeway with a tear in his eye. And, of course, at the time, he was not only looking at the pollution, but also the loss of his tribal lands or heritage areas, too. And I understand that more today because I, here in Montana, live on the Flathead Indian Reservation. And I can see what corporations do to either take or destroy, just like when they found the Black Hills gold and what led up to that and the starvation, the tens of thousands of buffalo skulls where they had slaughtered them to starve the Native Americans to death. There's one thing about corporations and building for the future and stuff, but to starve an entire area out, and that's what I see in the world today, is where this corporate fascism is taking over. But that future flooding, of course, they still have a few flooding issues there, especially when they have to release these large amounts of water there, and there's a lot of YouTube videos about that, to where these massive chutes that come down and that the amount of water that flows out of that, it causes more sediment and stuff to come up and raises the levels down below, of which people have already built their docks and areas out there for other shipping. So there's a lot of different things there. And this, of course, is no different, as I mentioned before, as to what we see recently here over just east of me here in North Dakota, where the corporations, they ransack old Indian grounds installing oil lines that so far have already had two leaks in them whatsoever. I mean, you know, what, you know, for now. And, of course, that it always down the road, there'll be another one, there'll be another one. And these corporations can get away with it. But by God, I tell you, if I'm out changing my oil on my pickup truck and I drop a little bit of oil, they call hazmat down here. That's how, you know. But these guys are always constantly, like over here in Montana, they just had another poisoning of the Missouri River here with another massive oil sheen across it. Corporations get away with murder. But if you do it, you're in jail, you know. But anyway, I have a break coming up here pretty soon. But anyway, the this goes on to the to here, like in America, with the recent removal of many historical Confederate flag statues and other historical things that, for some, maybe, you know, they have deeply entrenched into their family's history, not to exclude the older war veterans that allegedly fought for their freedoms and their country, and then to have it so that they, in their former service, you know, you imagine the pride that you have for a country there, to where now you enter in these little housing projects and you can't even fly your American flag on a house or a pole. And the same veterans, imagine a World War II, sorry, a World War I veteran who is arrested for feeding the homeless. And this is for the people that he not only cared to go out and fight and defend for, but still in his elderly age cares about. And he's arrested for feeding them. Just like not too long ago, they had the black man in the South over there that had bought 200 pizzas for a homeless shelter, and he was arrested for not having a permit, just like where they are charging children for not having lemonade stand permits. They are going after every single dime Americans have, and as Mike Rivera would say, the last act of tyranny is to loot the nation. Likewise, in Florida here, just the last 2 weeks here, I could only help think of the starving Americans, the homeless, and as this city down in Florida, they decided to use $200,000 to paint a crosswalk in the rainbow colors for the LGB community. And I thought, geez, this is already an established sidewalk. But they took $200,000 to repaint this entire sidewalk system there, and that could have been used on the homeless and starving. But the social justice we see today is where one group wants their rights, and that means to get those rights, you have to take it from someone else. And that's the socialism we see today, which, again, is cloaked through this communism and this communist takeover of America. Just like if anyone out there thinks that your local representative is actually thinking of it, of his or her constituents as they go to Congress, you're wrong. As I mentioned before at the beginning of the show here, those in Congress and Senate, they can't seem to vote on health care for America, but if Israel wants something, boom, they've got it. There's no debate any of that. So, I guess, you know, everything is owned by someone else. Anyway, we've got another break coming up here. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Radio, anytime, anywhere you go, it's on.
all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio. Well, Double Talk is on.
Yeah, welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. We have another caller, Charlie in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Keith, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you say you live on the Indian Reservation. Are you Native American? Or is
no.
it just, you know, you,
no.
no.
My actually family roots came out here from Illinois, something like Greenville or something like that, Illinois, on buckboard before they even established the reservation here.
Okay. You know, funny. one thing I wanted to just quiz you about is, you talk about the Nazis and stuff like that. In World War II, let's just say, the Holocaust, which is, it's a confrontational subject. It seems to be doing a big service to the people who slaughtered all the Christians in Russia. And then the British with all their storming around the world and what they're responsible for. I mean, let's just say the Holocaust really happened. It turned the Germans into the world's mascot of the bad guy, and it ignores what the Jews did to the people in Russia and what the British did around the world to the people from India. And then when they came here, they slaughtered the Indians. In the Boer War, they enslaved the blacks. And I mean, so the Germans are really, really taking a beating here, or they're taking all the heat for being the world's bad guy, and that's assuming that the Holocaust really happened. Now,
well, Charlie, remember, though, right after that, in the denazification of Germany, the birth rates and everything like that had dropped dramatically, and they still have basically had dropped is because people, like that that audio clip from the actual news of Germany, 1933, when Hitler came to power, how they had the best government, they had their pride nationalism, that was all taken from them under that denazification. And that's why you see the low birth rates and stuff. And so, yeah, Germany is a dying nation, basically, because of what this pogrom has done to them. And that's why you see constantly articles that says, Germany, get off of your knees.
Yeah. Well, you know, Germany's basically under the control of the United States. I mean, that Merkel chick isn't responsible for anything but being a front lady. That policy comes out of the Pentagon. We occupy the country. You know, the whole European Union thing was a scam to, you know, make it so once you got onto the continent, you could cross borders, you know, legally. Yeah, you know, I just think that, you know, the Germans are the world's bad guy, and the British and the Jews are getting a free pass. So,
well, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
that's all I had to say.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you there. And remember, though, that as I brought out earlier there, these current Russian sanctions that Germany is fighting back, as well as rest of many other European countries there. And, of course, the EU is freaking out for this because the EU, remember, these are all these guys that they're not elected. They're just appointed. It's part of this new world government type thing where they want to control everyone, control their governments. And people are tired of this, as well as the multiculturalism push.
Yeah, well, the problem Germany's got is the people that, you know, they see these immigrants as somebody that's going to secure their pensions in the future. And when you go over there, you know, you hear how bad everything is. But once you get over there, you find out it is as bad as it sounds. I mean, if it was as bad as it sounded, you know, the German men would be kicking these people out. So obviously,
well,
they're okay with it.
Charlie, actually, they are rising up. There's been like four different articles I read today about the German people that are saying no more.
Yeah,
and you've got Hungary doing it. You've got Hungary doing it. And, of course, Hungary is pissing off the EU. And they're starting to say, well, we're going to cut your funding or make you pay more. And, you know, so, and people are just going to say, no, it's going to be just like Germany, where Hitler said no to that odious debt from the Versailles Treaty and says, I'm not paying it, and established his own bank and went on from there.
Yeah, well, it'll be an interesting issue. We'll see what happens in the future. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in there. Appreciate it, okay? Anyway, getting back to this demise of our cultures and stuff, this is no different than I've tried to bring out earlier. That when the United States in their invasion of Iraq, the old museums were looted by the... We see ISIS or ISIL or IS or whatever their name is this week. They're destroying ancient historical sites, as well as currently over in Israel right now, or Palestine, depending on your different views there, where the standoff is getting only worse there over that mosque. And today they announced that only 50-year-old or 50 years of age or older would be allowed in there, and none of the youth can come into there. And this here has been noted even by... Israeli politicians, that Nutjob Yahoo is doing this to distract the recent scandal from himself that he's involved in. And it's the same thing. Whenever Israel has a problem, perhaps they're sneaking over into the area of Gaza and they're firing off a rocket in the middle of the desert, and then suddenly Israel starts attacking again as a diversion. We'll be right back on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Republic Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on.
Welcome back. As on frequency, Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to do a really brief summation here, I guess you call it. I have no problem with those in the past that have legally immigrated to the United States and who proudly fly their flags of their homelands. Generally, we see this at restaurants, pizza shops, and what other cultures like that. They're not demanding that they say in New York or something like that, that a section of the city become Little Germany, Little Italy, or other areas that people have immigrated from. Just as when I personally drive down the road there and I see a pickup truck with the little American flags on it and stuff, people are supposed to be proud of their heritage. And, of course, this is what is trying to be robbed from us today, you know. There's nothing wrong with being proud of who you are, even your family's lineage or any of that. Although I would like others, would probably object to some vetted member flying the flag of ISIS in their yard or something. Of course, they probably they wouldn't need home security because their home would be watched 24/7 by everyone, you know. That's a little humor in there. But just as much as when I was a kid, my best friend and I, when we used to go out 4x4 in the desert, we come across these old Indian arrowheads, And it was fascinating thinking about that. Way out in the middle of the desert somewhere. Of course, they've outlawed most of that 4x4 now, down there in the deserts anymore. Might run over a turtle. But anyway, but you sit around and you think, you know, you wonder what tribe it was, the campfire that there was there, the rocks they were chipping out and sharpening into arrowheads. And I mean, you think of all that history that is there, you know, and why would anyone want to erase that? Forget the fact that they were Native Americans and you're white or something like that. This is something to be proud of because it's part of your country, you know, regardless, you know. And it's the same thing with social gatherings where friends from different cultures, they bring their different dishes and different recipes from their grandparents and such. In America, it's usually mac and cheese or some green bean salad. But anyway, over in Seattle, we used to visit what we used to call Grandma over there. She was my dad's, I forget what you call it. It's like a stepfather type thing there. But anyway, his mother used to make these. She was German, and she made this awesome strudel and stuff. And just amazing, you know. And it's the same thing. You go to a friend's home, and you smell their fresh bread that has just got done cooking. I was talking to Patty about this earlier, where you yourself just salivating. You couldn't wait to smear butter on it and inhale it. You know, it was so good. And of course, I make cinnamon rolls myself, and they were always gone the day I made them, you know. And same thing when I lived in Las Vegas. Our Jewish friends, we go to their house and have lox and bagels, and I still remember those nice big wedges of purple onions on them. We're all the same. And so now we have all these cities and stuff, and where within 50 miles you can go to eat whatever culture that you might like, Chinese food, Japanese, whatever like that, you know. Same thing here on the Indian reservation. There's Indian flatbread served with nice butter, or cinnamon, or honey, whatever like that. I'm getting hungry just thinking about the food right now, you know. So what am I getting at here? We'll notice that we have been living in peace for the most part, and when you crowd people together in many areas, it causes tension, and this is, again, the agenda that they're doing there. So anyway, if you vote for these politicians and stuff that you think that these voting things aren't rigged like that, you can agree that they don't accept anything as far as policy except if there's wars. That's all they seem to agree on. Like I said, they can't get any together on anything like healthcare, infrastructure, like that. But if it's war, boom, hey, let's do it. Sanctioned, let's do it, like that, you know. They're bought and paid for. Anyway, I got a video here that I wanted to do in its entirety. I got to do it here before the break here. So we'll go ahead and have Ken play that. And this here is about what they call scandals, where for you and I it would be a crime. But there's something important to notice from this, and I'll do that right after the video. So go ahead and roll that, Ken. Thank you.
Mr. Poe?
Yes.
Mr. Poe votes yes. Mr. Marino?
Yes.
Mr. Marino votes yes. Mr. Gowdy? Mr. Deutsch votes no.
Has every member who wishes to vote voted? Clerk will report.
Mr. Chairman, 16 members voted aye, 13 members voted no.
And the amendment to the amendment in the nature of substitute is adopted. And the gentleman is recognized for 5 minutes on his amendment.
Mr. Chairman, my legislation in the form of this amendment calls for a special counsel to investigate the real crimes, harmful lies, and the undermining of American security by the prior administration. Just because Hillary Clinton lost the last election doesn't mean we should forget or forgive conduct that is likely criminal. The 2016 election was a rule of law election. Voters want real criminals who have harmed our nation locked up. Susan Rice's unmasking of members of the Trump transition team is a serious matter for which there has been no accountability yet. Loretta Lynch directed James Comey to call the Clinton email scandal a matter and not an investigation. We need to know why the Attorney General of the United States directed the FBI director to lie to the American people. While on the subject of the improper conduct of Loretta Lynch, what in the world was she doing on a private jet at the Phoenix airport talking to Bill Clinton while she was supposed to be investigating his wife? This is somewhere on the continuum between unethical and illegal, and we need an investigation of Tarmac Gate. We need to know why the Obama administration gave immunity deals to potential Hillary Clinton co-conspirators. Think about that, giving immunity to people who potentially worked with Hillary Clinton to break the law. Let's get to the bottom of the Clinton Foundation. Cash was flowing to the Clinton Foundation while the Uranium One deal was at work. That's real collusion that threatens America's security. I do suspect that there was Russia collusion in the 2016 election, but the only actual evidence of that collusion is tied to Fusion GPS, a company that was creating fake dossiers on then-candidate Trump and spreading them both before and after the election to undermine his legitimate presidency. Now, federal statute 600.1 outlines the criteria for special counsel. It says that there must be a conflict of interest or extraordinary circumstances, and that a special counsel must be in the public interest. The Department of Justice has an obvious conflict investigating the immediate past Attorney General and FBI Director. Currently, Department of Justice officials may have been involved in the very immunity deals or the implementation of Lynch or Comey directives that would need to be investigated. Moreover, these are extraordinary circumstances where the prior administration was prioritizing politics over the law. As for the public interest, if it's in the public interest to investigate the Trump administration, it is most certainly in the public interest to investigate the real crimes by the real criminals.
That the President is requested and Attorney General of the United States is directed to transmit respectively in a manner appropriate to classified information if the President or Attorney General determines appropriate. To the House of Representatives, not later than 60 days after the date of the adoption of this resolution, copies of any document, record, audio recording, memo, correspondence, or other communication in their possessions, or any portion of any such communication that refers or relates to the firing of James B. Comey in the following respects. Then Attorney General Loretta Lynch directing James B. Comey to mislead the American people by stating that he should refer to the investigation.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the amendment be considered as read.
No, you're late.
We object.
Object.
What is the objection?
We want it read.
We want it read.
Yeah, great. Continue reading.
By stating that he should refer to the investigation into the mishandling of classified data and use of an unauthorized email server by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as a matter rather than a criminal investigation. Leaks by James B. Comey to Columbia University law professor Daniel Richmond regarding conversations had between President Donald Trump and then FBI Director James B. Comey, and how the leaked information was purposely released to lead to the appointment of a special counsel, Robert Mueller, a longtime friend of James Comey. The propriety and consequence of immunity deals given to possible Hillary Clinton co-conspirators, Cheryl Mills, Heather Samuelson, John Bentel, and potentially others. By the Federal Bureau of Investigation during the criminal investigation James B. Comey led into Hillary Clinton's misconduct. The decision by James B. Comey to usurp the authority of then Attorney General Loretta Lynch in his unusual announcement that criminal charges would not be brought against Hillary Clinton following her unlawful use of a private email server and mishandling of classified information. James B. Comey's knowledge and impressions of any ex parte conversation between then Attorney General Loretta Lynch and former President Bill Clinton on June 27, 2016 at a Phoenix airport on a private jet. James B. Comey's knowledge of the company Fusion GPS, including its creation of a dossier of information about Mr. Donald J. Trump, that dossier's commission and dissemination in the months before and after the 2016 presidential election, and the intelligence sources of Fusion GPS or any person or company working for Fusion GPS or its affiliates, any and all potential leaks originated by James B. Comey and provided to author Michael Schmidt dating back 1993. James B. Comey's knowledge of the purchase of a majority stake in the company Uranium One by the company Rosatom, whether the approval of the sale was connected to any donations made by the Clinton Foundation, what role then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton played in the approval of that sale, and whether the sale could have affected the national security of the United States of America. James B. Comey's refusal to investigate then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton regarding selling access to U.S. State Department through Clinton Foundation donations, Huma Abedin's dual employment at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation simultaneously, or utilization of the State Department to further paid speaking opportunities for her husband. Any collusion between former FBI Director James B. Comey and Special Counsel Robert Mueller, including the information James B. Comey admitted to leaking to the Columbia University law professor, being intentional such that a special counsel, his longtime friend Robert Mueller, would be appointed to lead the investigation against the Trump administration, and any communication between Robert Mueller and James B. Comey in advance of the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, whether James B. Comey had any knowledge of efforts made by any federal agency to monitor communications of then-candidate Donald Trump, to assess any knowledge by James B. Comey about the unmasking of individuals on Donald Trump's campaign team, transition team, or both, to assess the role that former National Security Advisor Susan Rice played in the unmasking of these individuals, or to reveal the purpose served by unmasking any individual or individuals serving on the staff of then-candidate Donald Trump, or the dissemination of unredacted information to various intelligence agencies, and any attempts to use surveillance of then-candidate Donald Trump for the purposes of damaging the credibility of his campaign, his presidency, or both.
Okay, I believe that's it. Thank you, Ken. It's important to remember here that at the beginning of this audio here, where it was a 16-13 vote. That's how narrow it is for any justice here in America. And I can only describe America as an optimist myself as watching a tire blow out on a vehicle in a police chase. The sparks start flying, and while eventually the driver barely slows down, we all know that he or she, the driver, will eventually lose control and perhaps roll the vehicle, and of course the chase is over. And many of us realizing this today see that we are looking at a government collapse at the current rate it's going. And the positive side is that the damage done by the chase is over. There'll be a little dust and smoke, perhaps, and, you know, recovery time, whatever like that. But the cleanup will begin, and that's how we should look at it. And even as Mike Rivera would say, none of us should take to the streets and start rioting and stuff, because that's exactly what they want. And I also compare that to those in the military who proudly serve this country, and I wholeheartedly support them for that. But, of course, it was, again, under false premises. But they did do their jobs, which is mainly to stop anyone from attacking those bastards in Congress and Senate today who created the very policies that got them sent out to all those illegal wars that only benefited corporations that those in Washington, again, you find out, own stock in, whether it's Halliburton or any of that. They are the security force for those corporate whores that hide behind their MRAP vehicles and limos and their Secret Service agents. They can't build border walls here. They did in Ukraine using federal dollars. It's the same thing, but they'll raise the level of the gates surrounding the White House. This shows you how scared, in a way, those in government are today, is that they keep building up this militarized police stuff, and it's all to protect them because they know that the people are not going to stand for this much longer. Anyway, had you or I in that video, audio there, had leaked any of that information or taken monies from any other governments in any or had our money stored in any offshore accounts or just like John McCain has been known now that his biggest supporter was Saudi Arabia in his own little scandal like Hillary Clinton had. They'd be crimes for us. And U.S. politicians simply only have small, mere scandals to deal with. You and I, they're crimes, and we'd be locked up through this lawfare that I keep mentioning. So hope is where we as citizens wait, a lot of times with bated breath, for their arrest. And this audio clip there was a possible sign that maybe something is going to take place. And I recently heard a good thing here about why Donald Trump is surrounding himself with so many generals. And it's because perhaps he's going to head off any type of a coup that comes toward him and have the best of the best at his side. I think I got enough time here for one more sentence here. But anyway, so just as this AM, the United States, again, they killed more people in Syria by targeting a hospital. And I get so mad at that because as an EMT, EMS worker, you go out to these wrecks and stuff, you try to save lives, and you think of how important it is to get people to the hospital, and you see your own country and their vicious attempts to destroy. Remember, they had that ceasefire over there in Syria, brokered between Russia and the United States, and suddenly the United States is over there targeting hospitals again. It destroys lives, and it drives us deeper into debt, and this is odious debt that you and I never signed for, nor many of us ever endorsed either. And they lack totally the will of the people, you know. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back.
Truth is on.
It's On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, the last segment of our show here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to thank everyone for listening in today. Anyway, I wanted to clarify something here. Julian Assange, in a tweet here earlier today, had put out kind of like a partial propaganda dissing Robert Mueller by leaving something out of a tweet that he had sent. And there is some collusion with Russia on here, but you have to remember that Hillary Clinton had sold access for this Uranium One deal through her pay-for-play scandal here. But what was left out was, and I'll just read it here. It says, a background, it says, over 2 years ago, Russia requested a 10-gram sample of highly enriched uranium, HEU, seized in the early 2006 in Georgia during a nuclear smuggling sting operation involving one of Russia's nationals and several Georgian employee accomplices. The seize of the HEU was transferred to the United States custody and is being held at a security DOE facility. In response to the Russian request, the Georgian government authorized the United States to share a sample of the material with the Russians for their forensic analysis. And it's upon that that we see that this uranium deal was mingled together. And so, yeah, which also meant that, I don't know if you want to call it like Chinagate, where the U.S. is selling missile technology like Bill Clinton did or something, and Hillary was just doing the same thing. But the premise of that entire audio thing that we listened before was that favors were being done, and then they tried covering their tracks. And then we see the Arkan side of all those players, just like the recent A1 brother there trying to leave the country and flee to Pakistan and trying to transfer $300,000 back to Pakistan, death threats to Pakistan to others about interfering in his life and everything. But we see all the deaths and stuff of those within the United States government, the prior administration, that are being used to cover their tracks. And this does not sound like a democracy. This would be something you'd hear about in old Soviet Union or something, or during Hitler's Germany, where the SS went door to door and the boots of the government cracked in and just started shooting people, where Joseph Goebbels would talk about that before he went to the press and proudly declare that as he walked out, that meant that this certain individual had been shot, you know, liquidated. But we see that, all the wet work being done. And it's the same over there in the Middle East now. The U.S. have expended their so-called ISIS members or ISIL or whatever. And so to save face in the Middle East, the United States is taking out their game players to make it look like they won. Anyway, thanks for joining us today. Up next is Blacklisted Radio News. Thank you, Ken, in the control room there. And we thank you for tuning in. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.